Now, news from the Department of Mixological Legislation. On Monday, the Louisiana legislature voted the Sazerac cocktail the official cocktail of the city of New Orleans. Earlier attempts to make the Sazerac the state cocktail failed in the lower house. Official cocktails aren't entirely unprecedented. A few years ago, Finlandia Vodka created the Flightless Finn, a kiwi fruit-based lime fusion vodka martini, which was to be the official cocktail of the Air New Zealand Fashion Week. This, of course, is much bigger than that, and the Sazerac isn't some drink just cooked up for a promotion scheme. It is a venerable mix of rye and bitters and other stuff cooked up by a Creole apothecary in the antebellum French Quarter. And it's still big at the Swizzle Stick Bar, where Lou Brow is the bar chef, and she joins us from New Orleans. Welcome to the program, Lou.
Hello, how are you today? Glad to be here.
Fine, and joining me in the studio is a member of our staff, appearing incognito, who will perform the role of bar sous chef. He's going to actually make the drink, okay?
Okay.
Tell us about a Sazerac and what's so good about it.
Well, I can't begin to tell you how excited I am that it's our city's official cocktail. I don't know of another city in the United States that has an official cocktail, and if there was ever a city that needed one, it's New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
To me, the most interesting thing about the Sazerac cocktail are the bitters. The bitters are Peychaud's bitters. Antoine Amédée Peychaud was a Creole immigrant, and he arrived in New Orleans in about 1795. He was a pharmacist, and he ran an apothecary on Royal Street. And at night, he would blend brandy and his secret recipe for his bitters together, and he would serve this to gentlemen.
And in addition to those bitters, what else is in this drink?
Well, let's start from the top. We're going to have two rocks glasses.
All right, we've got the two rocks glasses.
We're going to take absinthe.
I think we're going to use a substitute.
You're going to use herbsane or Pernod, or what do you have today?
We're going to use herbsane as a substitute for the absinthe.
Just take a bit of it, about a bar teaspoonful.
Mm-hmm.
Pour it into an empty rocks glass that's at room temperature. And you're going to swirl that around.
I really want you
to swirl it around. It's got thick legs on it. Take the remnants of that, and you're going to toss it out into your waste area.
Wait a minute. We're tossing out what part here?
You're tossing out the herbsane.
I see. Okay. We're just coating the glass with that right now.
That's it. You're just coating it. It's actually just a rinse. And now take that glass and fill it with ice.
Fill it with ice. Okay.
And just set it to the side. So now take your shaker.
Mm-hmm.
Since you've already gone one step ahead and
right.
and made simple syrup, put it in your mixer glass.
Mm-hmm.
Add your good drops of your Peychaud's bitters.
We've done that.
Now we're going to add 2 ounces of rye whiskey. There's several brands out there. Take 2 ounces of that and put that in your mixing glass with your sugar that has the bitters.
2 ounces of the rye whiskey going into the mixing glass. Okay, we're all in.
Okay, now we're going to add ice to that mixture. So we want to leave a lot of room at the top so that spoon can move.
What happened to the Angostura? Lost that.
We'll use 1 drop of Angostura bitters.
I think we've got everything in the shaker now.
Okay. Stir quickly.
This is stirred, not shaken.
Stirred, not shaken. We're going to stir that up really briskly. We want to get a lot of motion going on that. That sounds wonderful. And what we're going to do is really, really chill that mixture. There we go. Now we're going to take the spoon out. We're going to use a strainer. Take the glass that you put to the side with the ice in it. And now you're going to toss that ice out so your glass is really cold.
We've made quite a drink just in the garbage so far, but we've thrown it out.
And what you'll do is strain that mixture that you just stirred into that chilled rocks glass that was rinsed with the herbsane.
Mm.
And now we'll take that beautiful twist of lemon and twist it so that all that oil comes out of the lemon peel and just run it around the inside rim of that glass and then drop it in quickly.
All right, and there it goes. And voila.
Now it's time to take a sip.
Okay. Thank you. I'm being handed this remarkably chilled drink. Mmm. Tastes like we're in New Orleans right now.
Oh, that's awesome.
It is the official drink of New Orleans at this point.
It is the official drink of New Orleans.
Louisiana
Cheers.
Legislature. What about the hurricane? What about those, you know, drinks they make and the things that look like a laundrette?
Well, you know, we do have other drinks in New Orleans. We have hurricanes as well. We also have a lot of mint juleps that are served here in the city. Ramos Gin Fizz.
Yes. It's a very complex taste that you get from this drink after all those bitters and the rye and the lemon and all.
It is a beautiful example of a good cocktail.
And at the Swizzle Stick Bar, after how many do you usually cut people off?
Well, it's really funny that you should mention that because T. Martin, one of the managing directors of our restaurant bar, has a quote that you should only enjoy one. You're not nearly as attractive as you think you are after two. So you have to remember that you are drinking a real cocktail and not one with a lot of mixers in it, and it's one that you should enjoy responsibly.
Well, Lou Brow, thank you very much for
thank you.
Teaching us how to make one.
Awesome.
And thanks to our mystery guest for making one here in the studio. We've been talking about the official cocktail of the city of New Orleans, the Sazerac, with Lou Brow, who is the bar chef at the Swizzle Stick Bar in New Orleans. If your town has an official drink or should have one, drop us a line. Alcoholic or not, we want to hear about your local beverage of choice. Better yet, we want the recipe. Just go to npr.org and click on Contact Us, and be sure to put the word drink in your message line. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.